we know what we need to do. A lot of the times on this podcast, I'm not telling you new information. Hopefully, sometimes we do. I think we have a unique take on a lot of things, and you can learn something new. But I think a lot of the times this podcast, one of the main points is just to remind you and to give you a kick, right? To give you a push in the right direction to do what you already know you should do.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us.
Hello and welcome to the Anarchy Trading Podcast. If you've noticed a huge improvement in my audio quality lately, it's because Levi got me an early birthday present or an early Christmas present. Okay, both of them. And I got me a new mic. So I am enjoying this mic and I'm hoping that you guys enjoy the sound of my crisp voice a bit better. Not to give anything away though, I'm going to say thank you for the new mic and over to you, Levi.
Thanks, Jordan. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday. Yeah, I was browsing Twitter as every degenerate does. I saw a post a while back that I really liked that I just wanted to do a podcast episode because I think everybody would find it useful and help. It's been helping me a little bit, not just in trading, but it's really useful in trading, but also kind of generally in life. There's a lot of the times we don't know what to do, right? So we don't know how to get, so as day traders, we don't know how to get better, or we don't know why we're losing, or we don't know whatever. I mean, even in regular life, we don't know why we're gaining weight. We don't know why, you know, our friendships are failing, whatever. And, I heard this great point, and I believe it was by Alex Ramosi. He's a very popular podcaster, and he's been on all over social media lately. But I saw one of his posts, and it was something like, "You know what to do. Like, imagine yourself as your own coach, right? So, if you were your own coach." I'm Coach Levi and I'm coaching Levi, me, on how to get better. What would I tell myself? Well, the fact is I can think of a million things right now, right? Like if I'm questioning, how do I get better at trading? Well, Coach Levi was here, what would he tell me? Well, he'd tell me to do everything that I know I need to do, right? He would tell me to journal. He would tell me to, you know, practice watching the market without taking trades. He would tell me, like, if I was going, oh, man, I wish I was bigger and stronger. I wish I had more muscle. Well, what would Coach Levi say, right? Well, Coach Levi would say, Levi, you need to eat some protein, more protein. You need to go to the gym once a day, or at least, you know, three or four times a week. You need to exercise regularly. You need to eat healthy and these other things. Like Coach Levi would know exactly what to do. And just think about that for a second. Whenever you have a question about what to do, because a lot of the times we have anxiety about and pretend like we don't know what to do to get better. And there's times when we genuinely don't know, right? There's times when we just genuinely don't know what to do, but especially in the 21st century, in the age of the internet, there's just no excuses for not knowing anything anymore. And we talked last episode about the learning pyramid and how to learn and how to make sure that we're retaining information. The fact is, you can learn essentially anything. There's no excuses for not enough information anymore. And so now it's just a matter of applying what we know. And I just thought that was really good. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that and how that can apply to your life and to trading. But I just thought of all the times when you don't know what to do. And especially newer traders going, man, I'm just not getting any better. Like, well, like, are you journaling? Well, no. Well, you know you should journal, right? Well, I know. Like, well, are you trading at the same time every day? Or are you just kind of trading whatever the hell you want? Well, you know, my schedule is like we know what we need to do. Like, a lot of the times on this podcast, I'm not telling you new information. Hopefully sometimes we do. And I think we have a unique take on a lot of things and you can learn something new. But I think a lot of the times this podcast, one of the main points is just to remind you and to give you a kick, right? To give you a push in the right direction to do what you already know you should do.
Hey everyone, Levi here to quickly ask, if you're finding value in the podcast, we would love it if you'd take a moment to follow the show and leave a review. It helps us out a lot and enables us to bring you the best possible content. Thanks for being part of the community. We love you guys.
I think that's really brilliant. You know, I was thinking specifically, like, right now I'm training for a half Ironman, a full Ironman, hopefully end of next year, but half Ironman here in February. And I know exactly what I need to do. Cause I go, okay, I need to lose 20 pounds. I need to be able to run a half marathon and be able to bike, like, you know, 100 miles and swim 2 miles or whatever the distance is. I'm not doing the conversions from metric into whatever we use in America right now, but you get the point. Go a long ways. And the fact is, you could go, oh, I don't know how to start training. I don't know how to lose weight. Well, honestly, Coach Jordan honestly knows exactly what I need to do. You need to eat less calories, get enough sleep, and start running a lot. Like that's right. Pretty much it, right? Like, you know, the basics. And then of course, yeah, you can get into more advanced training philosophies and start watching. As you said, we live in the age of information and you can find we live in the age of, honestly, information overload. There's so much information now and honestly, so much conflicting information that I think that's honestly where a lot of people get stuck, especially when it comes to trading. So, you know, just having this discussion here, I'm starting to think, like, yeah, it's easy to know what you should be doing. And sometimes we do know. Like, I'll take an example. I had a coaching call earlier this week with someone, and we were going through their perfect setups. So I'd given them the homework of go back test. And I just want to see your perfect setups, not because this is not back testing the effectiveness of their strategy. This is simply practicing the pattern recognition of what their good setup should look like so that they could start, you know, entering and perfecting their entries. And the fact is, they brought back a sheet, and I quickly realized that quite a few of these didn't fit the look that they had told me was their look and what they had shown me on a few things. But guess what? I didn't even have to tell them that. I just pulled up the screen and I pulled up a few of the slides that they had, and I go, hey, so what about this? What, tell me about this one. Would you take this trade? And they look at it for a second and they go, no, I wouldn't. And I was like, there you go, right? Like, they already have the answers for these. And I would say most traders probably already have the answers, as you said. But I do want to, I guess, contrast that with the fact that there's so much information now. So information overload is a real thing and conflicting information, that when traders start trading, they don't know who to listen to or what to listen to. And that's honestly why we've harped so hard on the Discord channels, the gurus, too much watching YouTube, too much, because there is way too much information overload. Like, do you follow ICT? Do you follow SMC? Whatever you want, voodoo candles, I don't care. Whatever you want to follow, as soon as you start watching those, you're going to start getting contrasting information, though. Someone's telling you, okay, you trade on the one. Someone's saying trade on the five. Someone's saying, I trade on the daily. And you start getting so confused that you don't know what to listen to. And that's why, in order to know what you should be doing, you need to weed down your inputs so that you actually have, I would say, you want to have a breadth of information. You want to be able to learn and broaden your horizons. But especially when trading, pick, as we said before, pick that one style, pick that one time frame, pick those one or two pairs and stick with those so that you don't have that overload that you possibly could experience otherwise.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Thanks for that caveat, because it's absolutely true. I mean, this generation is the generation of information overload, where we are, especially the younger people, I think are paralyzed. You can be paralyzed by too much information. By the way, this is proven even in, like, take stores. There's a store in the U.S. called Whole Foods, and they make tons of money. Incredibly successful store. And one of the reasons they're very successful, and they've done studies on this, is that they have very limited choices. And so you go in and you're looking for milk, right? And they have one brand of milk. And so you go into the store and you just buy that way. Like, oh, there's one thing of milk. Oh, I grab that one, right? If you go to a store that has a million different choices, people actually can pick less, weirdly enough. And so, yeah, you have this paralysis where there's too much information. So I guess to applying what you just said to my coaching yourself idea, having that faith in coach you, and having a coach you that is very, stringent on what information you are allowed to ingest, right? So use that coach you. Of going, it should be going, hey, you shouldn't be listening to this guy. You already have a strategy. Like, this guy's a completely different strategy. What are you doing? Right? You know you shouldn't be listening to that. You know that feeling of the grass is greener. You know it's not, right? Like, obviously it's not. You know that his strategy isn't so magically better than yours, that the other strategy that you've been learning, right? Like, use it. This is just a little psychological trick. It's not magic, but it's a cool little trick to help you kind of put some distance between you and your emotions, because it can get really easy. Like you said, you can take trades then that afterwards, you know, you look at, somebody shows you them and goes, hey, was this a good idea? And you go, nope. Like, no, obviously not. It emotions can mess with our brains. And so I just liked this. I like this way of looking at it, because it gives you a little bit of a step back, take those emotions out and go, okay, what would you, coach you, who knows the information, say?